Good morning, Brad Messer with the 7 o'clock news. About a third of the teachers are already on strike, and now the San Francisco school system faces the possibility of a complete shutdown. Most of the remaining teachers, the 2,700 members of the bigger Classroom Teachers Association, are scheduled to vote this afternoon on whether to join the walkout. The 1,500-member Federation of Teachers walked off their jobs last Wednesday. The executive secretary of the classroom teachers, John Muir, says proposals made by the school district already wouldn't work to the system's benefit.
The proposals made by the school district at the bargaining table Friday will cause a complete upheaval of existing quality education programs in the city and replace them with ill-defined, innovative programs.
You can see they're pretty far apart in the way they're thinking. Muir adds no negotiating sessions will be held until Superintendent Shaheen agrees to take part. The president of the other union, Jim Ballard of the Federation of Teachers, says Shaheen isn't honoring agreements with the teachers that were made long ago.
One of our problems is having a new school superintendent. It seems as though the practice has been, and there is becoming, that whenever you have a new school superintendent, he knocks out those agreements and those conditions that a previous superintendent sets up. And we believe there's no doubt that the superintendent or someone in this city will face up to this and sit down with us and work it out.
The school strike enters its fifth school day this morning. Members of the Classroom Teachers Association have endorsed a strike vote unless there are what they call serious negotiations before today's meeting at 4 o'clock. Negotiations broke down Friday and no new talks are scheduled. Big developments could come this afternoon at that 4 o'clock union strike vote meeting of the larger union. In Ventura County, coroner's officials are studying the decomposed nude body of a large man resembling missing Sharon Tate murder trial attorney Ronald Hughes, who disappeared over the 1970 Thanksgiving weekend. Two trout fishermen found the body Saturday morning lying face down in Sespe Creek. The description appeared to fit that of the portly, bearded attorney, but positive identification awaits the results of the coroner's investigation. Hughes is the one who disappeared from the Tate trial. An explosion outside Communist Party headquarters in New York City early this morning blew in the front door, shattered several windows. No reports of injuries. San Francisco supervisors have approved an ordinance making it illegal to eat, sleep, rest, or sit in certain vehicles on San Francisco streets overnight. This measure, approved by the lawmakers but not yet signed into law by the mayor, applies to campers, house cars, or trailers, or decorated hippie trucks. Needs Mayor Alioto's signature. Supervisors explain the measure's been sought by residents because of sanitation problems caused by people living on wheels. KYA News Time is 7:03.
20 years today.
They said it couldn't last.
How have we done it?
Don't ask me.
Me either.
Well, I'm not a bad cook.
You're a good cook.
Stop.
You're a good cook.
Stop.
Look, I ought to know.
I've had help.
Help? What help?
Like Accent.
Oh?
Accent wakes up the flavor nature puts in food.
Is that so?
Mm-hmm. It doesn't put the flavor there. It brings it out.
Well, what have you been using it on?
Everything. It's that final touch in the preparation of all sorts of meat and meat dishes, vegetables, poultry.
Here I thought it was just you all the time.
A little Accent, like a little love, surely helps.
You're not saying it's the Accent that preserved our marriage.
You gotta be kidding.
Jane Fonda says President Nixon is bringing the troops home because the troops aren't fighting. The attractive activist told a Stanford University audience last night infantrymen in Vietnam are being replaced by electronic battlefield devices. She described the current military effort in Southeast Asia as an automated murder machine of artillery and aerial bombardment without a parallel in history. Then, referring to the Viet Cong and North Vietnamese, she said, "We can't beat them, we can't occupy them, but we can obliterate them. The light at the end of the tunnel may be a nuclear explosion." Jane Fonda. At Fort Benning, Georgia, the My Lai murder trial reconvenes today to decide on a penalty for convicted Lieutenant William Calley. The panel, which found Calley guilty yesterday, has only two choices, life in prison or death. Formal sentencing for Charles Manson and his three women co-defendants in the Sharon Tate murders has been set for April 19th. Yesterday, that L.A. jury decreed the death penalty for the four. Under California law, all death sentences are appealed automatically to the state Supreme Court, and this one probably will end up in the U.S. Supreme Court. Attorney Dave Shin, who worked for the defense, said the verdict that was returned was not fair.
Well, I think it's an unjust verdict. They came back too quick. Now, in a long trial like this, I think the jury should have taken more time to discuss this. They were out about 10 hours on it. 10 hours. I think, ridiculous. The four defendants in this case, they should have taken at least, now, minimum 5 days or 6 days. I would say that would be minimum.
Attorney Dave Shin upset at losing the case in Los Angeles. Charlie Manson and the three women co-defendants were kicked out of the courtroom again yesterday on the day they were sentenced for raising Cain and yelling. Weatherman says there will be light rain near the coast of California north of Point Arena today. Maybe some scattered showers in the Bay Area, but it isn't likely at all. San Francisco forecast, mostly cloudy with clearing this afternoon, then fair tonight and Wednesday. A little bit cooler, should be in the upper 50s to the middle 60s today. Almost as good as yesterday. This is Brad Messer reporting.
KYA, first with the news in San Francisco since 1926.
Buona Johnny is here to play more music.
at 710 KYAM. Juana Johnny, Super Sands on the Super Station on the West Coast. Coming on, Cookies. 1963 memories of...
Don't say nothing bad about my baby.
Say nothing bad about my... Oh, I don't know. Go ahead, say it. Come on, let's spread some nasty rumors. Why not? I mean, let's get a little excitement going this morning. 712 at KYA, and when you hear those underwater singer, that underwater singer, be the first to phone the KYA Action Lines to be eligible to win a waterbed from Cliff Saunders. You know, in the city, the KYA Action Line number, 478-3240, and of course, Cliff starts Thursday morning right here on 1260. How's your car performing this morning, Booby? Huh? Does it need a major surgery? Or maybe just an aspirin. Well, you take it to Penny's Auto Diagnostic Center for a complete and accurate checkup. Now, what they'll do, they'll put that buggy of yours through 212 scientific tests. Now, these tests will pinpoint any problems or any potential problems. Only $988 for a complete diagnosis and consultation with an expert diagnostician. As any work needed can be done by Penny's trained mechanics or anywhere you like. $988, pretty reasonable for a doctor these days. Huh? There's an auto diagnostic center in Sun Valley Mall in Concord, Mayfield Mall in Palo Alto, Eastmont Mall in Oakland, and also in the Westgate Mall in San Jose. Smokey Robinson and the Miracles are coming to the Cow Palace April 16th. That's right, Mr. Motown, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, plus the fantastic Four Tops, all on the same show. Mail orders are now being accepted at the Downtown Center box office. Prices start at $3.50. For full details, see the pink section in Sunday's newspaper. See Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, Friday, April 16th at the Cow Palace, an AC production.
Mr. Smith built the penthouse. Freedom-loving guys. Yeah, the penthouse has got it all. Paul and Smith, they've got it all. Smith's got it all.
Hey, you freedom freedom-loving guys, you race out over to Mr. Smith's penthouse for the goingest look yet. A1 Racers, styled strictly for guys on the move. Now, these three-button continental waist, close-fitting knee and over-the-boot and flare puts A1 Racers ahead of the pack for looks that turn gals' heads your way, my man. And check the selection of A1 Racers in Mr. Smith's penthouse. Spiral stripers and white-on-white patterns at $11 a pair. Bold stripes in lighter dark brown, just $12 a pair. Get into gear and get on down to the penthouse for your A1 Racers now. And remember, Mr. Smith built that penthouse for you freedom-loving guys. That's the penthouse at Smith's 18 stores, including Oakland, Santa Rosa, and Walnut Creek. 7:15 on KYA. Here's Paul McCartney.
Every day she takes a morning bath, she wets her hair, wraps a towel around her as she's heading for the bedroom. Chair, it's just another day. Slipping into stockings, stepping into shoes, dipping in the pocket of her ring. The office where the papers grow, she takes a break, drinks another coffee, and she finds it hard to stay awake. It's just another day. It's just another day.
Francisco. Oh, 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 goodbye,
Sure gone right on. Staple Swingers, the name of that album. Singers there in the Shana Hey Hey, Heavy Make You Happy. 7:21, this is KYA.
It is with considerable sadness that we must announce that in his quest for big-time show business fame, Buona Johnny is heading for the jungles of New York City.
Starting April 1st, Cliff Saunders swings into mornings on KYA. You're invited to welcome Cliff Saunders to San Francisco and wake up winning waterbeds. Saunders starts on the 1st, and every day for his first 7 days on KYA, Cliff will give away a queen-size oyster waterbed. To be eligible to win, just be first to phone the KYA action lines the next time you hear the underwater singer.
Peggy Steady under Kate Smith. Coming soon to Hayward, Genslerly Diamonds, the store with a heart. That's right, my friend. Grand opening celebration is Friday and Saturday on Foothill between A and B Streets. Genslerly will give away 1,000 pearl pendants free to all visitors 17 or over. No obligation and nothing to buy. For 75 years now, Genslerly has been California's leading diamond specialist. Now remember, the big opening for Genslerly's new Hayward store is Friday, Saturday, and all next week. Get your free pearl pendant. Genslerly, Foothill between A and B in Hayward. Open till 9 on Friday nights.
The greatest array of drag racing talent and machinery ever assembled in Northern California is ready for this Sunday's NHRA Hot Wheels Northern Nationals. A $30,000 purse awaits names like Don Prudhomme, the Hawaiian, Dick Landy, Big John Masmedian, Tom McEwen, Dave Beebe, Rick Ramsey, Larry Dixon, Ted Catelli, Jerry Glenn, Kenny Safford, and the wheels standing great Wild Bill Shrewsbury. Gates open at 6 a.m. Pre-race parade at 12:30. Northern Nationals this Sunday at Fremont.
We say Benevest is a good way to do your taxes. But what do our customers say?
They checked us over thoroughly to be sure that we weren't cheated out of anything and that we got back everything that we were entitled to.
Well, they seem to do an exceptional job, and I'm real pleased with their service.
They asked questions that we weren't even aware of. For instance, the mileage on even going to a dentist or your own doctor. And those things are tax deductible also.
Benevest Income Tax. It's worth a phone call.
We went, and they gave us a lot of helpful hints. Like the union dues, for instance, we didn't know that we could deduct those, of course. And any other things like the church.
It's so simple. It was just great.
Benevest Income Tax. If you haven't done your taxes, it's worth a phone call.
They just seem like nice people.
Why, of course they are, my dear. Call Benevest. Dial tax 0500. That's tax 0500 for Benevest. Tina.
You know, every now and then, I think you might like to hear something from us. Nice and easy. But there's just one thing, you see. We never, ever do nothing nice and easy. We always do it nice and rough. But we're going to take the beginning of this song and do it easy. But then we're going to do the finish rough, the way we do Proud Mary.
And we rolling on the river.
Listen to the story now.
Left a good job down in the city, working for the man every night and day. But I never lost one minute of sleep, and I was worrying about the way that things might have been. They will keep on turning. Oh, the Proud Mary keep on burning. And we're rolling.
Rolling.
Rolling, yeah.
Rolling.
Rolling on a river.
Rolling on the river.
Rolling
Rolling
Rolling on
beautiful Buona, KYA, the superstation of the superstars, the West Coast powerhouse at 727. Levi, Mitt from Motown, Sable.
Good morning, this is Brad Messer with the 7:30 News. The San Francisco school system faces the possibility of a complete shutdown. A strike vote is set at a meeting at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Most of the teachers in the Classroom Teachers Association are scheduled to vote this afternoon on whether to join the walkout, already started last Wednesday by the smaller 1,500-member Federation of Teachers. Members of the larger Teachers Association have endorsed a strike vote unless there are what they call serious negotiations before the meeting at 4 this afternoon. The Executive Secretary of the Classroom Teachers, John Muir, says proposals made by the school district wouldn't work.
The proposals made by the school district at the bargaining table Friday will cause a complete upheaval of existing quality education programs in the city and replace them with ill-defined, innovative programs.
Muir adds no negotiating sessions will be held until Superintendent Shaheen agrees to take part. The president of the other union, Jim Ballard of the Federation of Teachers, says Shaheen isn't honoring agreements with the teachers made long ago. The school strike enters its fifth day this morning. Big developments could come this afternoon at that 4 o'clock union strike vote meeting. If you have a camper, don't sleep in it out in front of your house, my friend. San Francisco supervisors have approved an ordinance making it illegal to eat, sleep, rest, or sit in certain vehicles on San Francisco streets overnight. Measure approved by the lawmakers last night applies to campers, house cars, or trailers after 10 o'clock at night. It still has to have Mayor Alioto's signature to take effect, but that's thought to be just about automatic on this one. The supervisors are saying the measure has been sought by residents because of sanitation problems caused by people living on wheels. Downstate California, around Sespe Hot Springs, the Ventura County coroner is trying to identify a body found in a creek. The body fits the description of Ronald Hughes, that Sharon Tate murder trial defense attorney who disappeared last Thanksgiving weekend on a camping trip. Oh, this is a wild one. Assemblyman Floyd Wakefield is proposing in Sacramento that all state university and college students and faculty members be assessed $100 each to pay for damage caused by riots or by vandals. Southgate Republican says anything left over at the end of the year would be returned. Just between you and me, I don't think that's going to pass. Raquel Welch. And here they are, Raquel Welch. She's being sued for $15 million. A suit's been filed against her in San Francisco federal court because she has a movie coming up about a roller derby star, and they haven't signed all the papers they think they need to sign. KYA News time is 7:33.
Time's too valuable, you know? It means too much. It does to me. So when I gotta pick up milk or something, 7-Eleven's my store. No time wasted. You know what I mean? Well, I'll tell you, just like I'll tell the next guy, life is too short to waste time. Use time. You know, don't waste it. If she wants you to... If she wants you to pick up something on the way home, 7-Eleven. That's it.
Jane Fonda says bringing the troops home is happening because the troops aren't fighting in Vietnam. Jane Fonda told an audience at Stanford last night infantrymen in Vietnam are being replaced by electronic battlefield devices. She said, referring to the Viet Cong and the North Vietnamese, "We can't beat them, we can't occupy them, but we can obliterate them." Said Jane Fonda, "The light at the end of the tunnel may be a nuclear explosion." Lieutenant William Calley has returned to the courtroom at Fort Benning, Georgia this morning, waiting for that life or death sentence he must face. He was escorted by six MPs and six combat officers convicted him yesterday of murdering at least 22 Vietnamese civilians at My Lai 3 years ago. He came in this morning escorted by six MPs. His lawyer's office was crowded with friends. When a newsman walked past the office, Calley greeted him with, "Hi, how you doing?" Attorneys are in court to work with the military judge on instructions he'll give to the jury. The arguments on that sentence are to begin at 10 o'clock this morning. They're likely to be concluded later in the day. Formal sentencing for Charlie Manson and his three women co-defendants in the Tate murders has been set for April 19th. Yesterday, a Los Angeles jury decreed the death penalty for the four. It looks like it might be a nice day in San Francisco, mostly cloudy but clearing this afternoon. Weatherman says it'll be fair tonight and Wednesday, like it was yesterday. A little bit cooler, though. High today and tomorrow in the upper 50s. Yesterday, we got into the upper 60s. Weatherman predicts light rain near the coast of California, north of Point Arena today, and scattered showers in some of the state's northern mountains. In boxing, world heavyweight boxing champ, or ex-world boxing champ, Floyd Patterson, who's 36 years old now, took another step forward on what he hopes is a comeback trail. He scored a TKO over Roger Russell in Philadelphia. They stopped the fight in the ninth round when the referee decided Russell couldn't defend himself anymore. The Milwaukee Bucks took a 2-0 lead over the San Francisco Warriors in their Western Conference semifinal. They beat the San Francisco team last night 104-90. Lou Alcindor scored 26 points for Milwaukee. Nate Thurmond had 18 for San Francisco, but he was held to 4 points in the last 24 minutes. Those two teams meet again tonight. There'll be action in all four of the conference semifinals, in fact. This is Brad Messer reporting.
KYA, first with the news in San Francisco since 1926.
Buona Johnny is here to play more music.
Take a look at yourself.
gotta pray before I reach the age of 7.
That's Candida as Buona Johnny at 7:42 says congratulations to good old Kevin Ninopoli of the city. Kevin, first and quick to call KYA when the underwater singer sang, and his name is now among the finalists eligible to wake up winning a waterbed from Cliff Saunders starting Thursday morning on KYA.
Trips you take, the fantasies you live inside your dreams. You see the naked truth about yourself and all your ways. Cover up the naked truth with your eyes, jeans.
music at 7:43. Most requested song in the Buona Johnny Show. Here's Three Dog Mad.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog, was a good friend of mine.
The time and the feeling is laid back. Palm trees grow and rents are low, but you know, keep thinking about making my way back. Well, I'm New York City born and raised, but nowadays I'm lost between two shores. LA's fine, but it ain't home. New York's home, but it ain't mine no more. I am myself to no one there, and no one heard at all, not even the chair. I cried.
Did you ever read about a frog who dreamed of being a king and then became one? Well, except for the names and a few other changes, if you talk about me, the story's the same one. But I got an emptiness deep inside that I tried, but it won't let me go. And I'm not a man who likes to swear, but I never cared for the sound of being.
Neil Diamond, future hit I Am I Said. Boy, I think one of the heaviest lines of all time is in that. L.A.'s home. No, wait, but what is it? L.A.'s fine, but it ain't home. And New York's home, but it ain't mine no more. Think about it. You can relate that to any city, any place you're from. Think about it. That's heavy. It's 750 at KYA.
The Stewardesses, America's most controversial new film. The Stewardesses in new Stereovision 3D and Eastman Color. Stereovision 3D is the most realistic film process ever developed. Don't miss The Stewardesses, the film all America is talking about. This picture has been rated X.
Very, very X.
Yes, you are, my dear. Now playing at the Presidio Theater.
The small car experts, the Datsun dealers.
All the features that maybe each of the other small cars have one or two of, we have them all.
It's nice to see a comparison sheet come out and substantiate my own judgment, you know?
Now at your Datsun dealers, a free comparison chart, a free copy of Datsun's booklet, How to Buy a Small Car, and a free test drive.
See your Datsun dealer today. Get your free comparison chart and reprint of How to Buy a Small Car.
Looking so good. Looking so fine. A change has come over you that's kind of, it's hard to define. Nothing different about the clothes you wear, but something different about the look of your hair.
Vitalis Dry Control, giving your hair a dry, casual, natural appearance. You know it's there, but you just can't see it. 752, this is KYA. I'm Juana Johnny on my... next to the last day. Cliff Saunders starts Thursday. He's a heck of a fine person. I know you're going to dig him.
Into my room he creeps without...
finger, I'll come running back to you on bended knee. Snap your finger, chance on me. Let your light turn green. Maybe I've got to know. Give me some kind of goal. Let me love you like the lover that you used to know. Turn the key and let me in through that same old door. I had it, but I lost it. Now I've got a broken heart to mend. Listen, I don't care what the cost is. I know I got to find my way back in. Snap your finger, baby, I'll come running. I'll do anything to get back again. To find my way back in. So if you just snap your finger, I'll come running. I'll do anything to get back again.
That's Big Joe. KYA and beautiful water. Cook it on, right on, right on. Yes, this is Paul Humphrey. Kool-Aid.
Francisco.
Good morning, this is Brad Messer with the 8 o'clock news. About one-third of San Francisco school teachers have been taking part in that strike that started last Wednesday, but at a meeting this afternoon at 4, the rest of them may join in, and the city's schools could be closed if that happens. The smaller of two unions has been striking, and this afternoon the larger union's members vote on whether to join the strike. Don't assume in advance that it'll happen, though, because there's been some rivalry between the two teachers' unions, and the bigger one joining the smaller one would be a tricky decision for them to make. San Francisco schools continue now as they have been, with elementary schools open, junior and senior high schools, most of them closing at 12:35. Two Sacramento men have been booked for investigation of murder and on quite a few other charges in connection with the Half Moon Bay murder of a teenage hitchhiker. The 17-year-old girl, Charlize Whalen, and another teenage girl had been brought to San Francisco and, according to the Companion, held captive in a motel on the Bayshore Freeway. The two men supposedly forced the two teenage girls to smoke dope, sniff cocaine, and submit to rape. The Companion managed to escape from that motel, but that was sometime after Charlize Whalen had disappeared from the room. She was found shot to death at Half Moon Bay. The two men who have been arrested are 35 and 39 years old, one of them with a long criminal record that includes rape. A couple of fishermen found a body near Sespe Hot Springs this past weekend, face down in Little Creek. Now the coroner in Ventura County tries to confirm that the body is that of Ron Hughes, the defense attorney who disappeared last Thanksgiving weekend while working on the Sharon Tate trial. KYA News time is 8:03.
Does F310 work? In a major test, 297 cars representing California's total car population were changed from the gasolines they had previously used to Chevron gasoline with F310. Drivers were asked to drive as they usually would for 2,000 miles. An independent research firm measured exhaust emissions on all cars both before and after using F310. While not all cars showed emission reductions, hydrocarbon exhaust was reduced an average 13.9% for the group as a whole. Carbon monoxide was reduced an average 11.6%. These results mean if all cars in California alone use Chevron with F310, exhaust emissions compared to levels before F310 would be reduced by almost 1 million tons per year. F310, only in Chevron gasolines, reduces exhaust emissions from dirty engines and helps keep clean engines clean. F310, it works.
San Francisco supervisors have passed a law against hippie trucks and buses. In a way, the lawmakers have made it illegal to sit, sleep, rest, or even eat in certain kinds of vehicles after 10 o'clock at night in San Francisco. Now, our supervisors say they were moved to such action because the good citizens have complained about people who live on wheels in the city and because the campers and trucks present a sanitation problem. The law doesn't become effective until Mayor Joseph Alioto signs it, which is expected to happen without incident. Campers, house trailers, vans, buses, they're all included in this new San Francisco law. Somebody threw a bomb at the Communist Party headquarters in New York City this morning. The thing hurt no one, but it did blast out some windows and a door. An assemblyman from Southgate, Floyd Wakefield, has come up with a proposal that's sure to get some discussion, but it doesn't appear to have much of a chance of being approved in Sacramento. It would make every teacher and student in state colleges and universities pay $100 into a fund to pay for vandalism and riot damage. Fat chance, says one Sacramento observer. Raquel Welch is being sued for $15 million in San Francisco. It's a hassle about a movie she made about the roller derby. Jane Fonda told a Stanford audience last night President Nixon is bringing troops home from Vietnam because, she says, the troops aren't fighting. In Chicago, the National Association of Broadcasters Convention has been told by Nixon information man Herb Klein that broadcast newsmen should pay more attention, please, to the good things that Nixon's doing. Lieutenant William Calley has returned to the courtroom at Fort Benning this morning, accompanied by six MPs. He may find out today whether he'll get life in prison or the death sentence for the murders at My Lai. In Los Angeles, Charlie Manson and all three women co-defendants were hustled out of the courtroom again yesterday, the day the jury returned the guilty verdicts in the Sharon Tate murders. Manson and the girls created another disturbance, with one of the women saying to the jury, "You've judged yourselves," and another saying, "It's going to come down hard. Lock your doors and protect your kids." Formal sentencing in the Manson case is set April 19th. Some clouds this morning, but a sunny day generally for San Francisco. High this afternoon between 58 and 65, depending where you are, and that's slightly cooler than yesterday, which must have been the best weather day of the year so far. Used to be that Floyd Patterson was the world heavyweight boxing champion. He isn't anymore, but he's trying to be again. And at 36 years old, he took another comeback trail step last night. He scored a technical knockout over Roger Russell in Philadelphia. They stopped the fight in the ninth round when the ref decided Russell couldn't defend himself anymore. In the National Basketball Association playoffs, the Milwaukee Bucks took a 2-0 lead over the San Francisco Warriors in their Western Conference semifinal. They beat the Warriors last night 104-90. Big Lou Alcindor scored 26 points for Milwaukee. Nate Thurman got 18 for San Francisco. But in the last 24 minutes of the game, Thurman got only 4 points. Those two teams meet again tonight when there'll be action in all four of the conference semifinals. In the ABA last night, Steve Jones of the Memphis Pros scored 51 points, but in a losing cause, the Kentucky Colonels beat Memphis 109-107. This is Brad Messer reporting.
KYA, first with the news in San Francisco since 1926.
Bonajani is here to play more music.